Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. As I mentioned, trying to decide how to invest over the next 6 months has got to be one of the most difficult times to ever do so, considering we're in the midst of a global pandemic. Some countries will be coming out of it, some sooner than later. We've got a change of administration in the United States. We don't know how that's going to impact relationships between the United States and China. We don't know what's going to happen with Iran in terms of oil. It's very, very treacherous in South Africa alone. It's a very troubling situation from an economic perspective. So I've asked portfolio manager Roy Topol to join us in conversation. Roy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
So, I mean, I've outlined what I see as some of the challenges. Give us a bit of overall perspective.
Yeah, Howard, as you mentioned, it's a very difficult time for investors. We are in the middle of a global pandemic. We did see a major recession or global recession last year, and it's a very difficult time because a lot of people are dying, and it's not a very easy time to be doing anything at the moment. You're still invested. Saying that, we did see stock markets fall some 30% last year when the pandemic came around, and it did bounce back quite strongly. So we have been through, you know, the bear market as such, or at least participants think so. So it does seem from an economic point of view that we be behind, the worst may be behind us. And, you know, with this vaccine rollout and this new administration coming in America, it seems like some of the negative news of 2020 is slowly fading into the background.
With all of that, I mean, they are winning strategies, and we've seen that. I think they call them stay at home shares, stay at home, the Netflixes of the world, the Zooms, all of these, the Amazons, all of these shares did very well. So I guess we've got to look at we can look at specific areas, can't we?
Yes, and I think that is a very good point. Last year, what we did see is the stay at home stocks did do very well, as people, you know, were not working, going to restaurants, etc. While the leisure sector, the hospitality sector, you know, got decimated, and it's still to this day in a very troubling situation. Retail was a mixed bunch, you know. Some clothing retailers got very negatively impacted, but the retailers who went to an online strategy did very well, and they picked up the slack. Yes, there have been winners and losers. I mean, if you go look at the tech stocks, like you mentioned, Amazon did particularly well last year. The big Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, social stocks did well. But as you say, the stay-at-home stocks, where people are working at home, all those applications that people use, that did particularly well. And the stock market went to all-time highs. Netflix, which you mentioned, released their results last night. It went up 18% last night. So, yeah, back in vogue, these stay-at-home stocks.
At times of war or political uncertainty or global uncertainty, people have traditionally taken shelter in things like gold. Is that still happening in 2021?
So we did see gold rally to all-time highs last year. You know, it might have been related to the pandemic. So some inverse correlation to the risk-off situation. But we haven't really seen gold trade particularly well in the last few months. It went above $2,000. It's currently at about $1,840 or so. There was maybe a bit too much speculation in gold stocks. You know, ironically, a lot of guys piling in with the uncertainty. But stock markets are always at all-time highs. I don't think there's necessarily any safe place to be. But what the one theme that we do think is going to happen this year is there's going to be a lot more risk on in terms of, or should I say, continued risk on, but there's also going to be a lot of reflation.
Explain to me what that means.
10-year bond yields ticked above 1%. China is still importing every commodity known to man. And we're seeing commodity prices rally quite hard. You know, your industrial metals, et cetera, et cetera.
Have we got any sense of what the Biden administration's approach to China is going to be?
Yeah, I'm not particularly sure. I mean, I do think they're going to be much more friendly towards China. Basically, it seems like he's going to do the opposite of every single thing Trump did. So we'll be a bit more relaxed in terms of economic, you know, duties, import duties, et cetera, et cetera. But I think just from a macro perspective, you're going to see a lot higher taxes. It's going to be a lot friendlier to lower income people and less friendly to upper income. They're going to try to close that gap between the rich and the poor. And the economic growth in America almost certainly will be lower than it would be otherwise due to, you know, some of these restraints. So I do think that the growth that we've seen in America in the economy in the last few years, you know, excluding the pandemic, will subside somewhat. And the another interesting angle is that we've seen growth stocks, so shares where revenue is going up 20-30% every year, have been on extraordinary valuation. We've seen from about November to date switch into value stocks, you know, where commodities being one of them, which have been in the bear market for some 5-6 years, may come back in vogue.
Do you think that if somebody has cash, and one article that I read and one conversation that I had is somebody, they say this, if you've got cash, just sit with it right now, because there's really no way to comfortably predict or safe haven, as you've said. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very difficult time. I think markets do seem bubbly, especially in the tech sector. You know, there's a new term, the Robin Hooders. So all the kids who stayed at home and got their checks from the U.S. government supposedly invested into the stock market, and all these speculative stocks have gone through the roof. So there's a lot of speculation, very, very high valuation. However, I think in the short to medium term, I think the stock market's going to continue. I can't see the catalyst that's going to pull this market back. Cash is still earning you naught. Almost zero chance of interest rates rising this year in America. So we're going to have a, you know, good year with low interest rates, continued type of economic recovery. So yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation. But I do think the stock markets are going to be quite positive this year.
Let's just talk, let's just focus for a few minutes on South Africa. Tell us about our outlook.
Yeah, so South Africa is probably the inverse of America in many ways. We are a commodity-rich country without much industry. We are a third-world economy. We have been in a recession, you know, zero growth for 5-6 years, while America's been growing quite aggressively. And our stock market has done terribly bad in dollar terms. In the last 5-6 years, we basically sat. We have had no growth in our stock market, no growth in our economy. South Africa's got a lot of negative sentiment towards it, where America obviously has a lot of positive sentiment. And we're seeing a lot of value shares in the South African market, not only in the commodity area, but in our retailers, our banks. SA stocks were trading at all-time lows in terms of valuation. So people were also short our market. A lot of foreign hedge funds were short. And we've seen a lot of these shorts getting squeezed as the news that comes out from some of our retailers is not as bad as predicted. So there's a lot of value in the South African stock market. But, you know, whether we can change that sentiment, where we can actually grow our economy and grow the company's earnings, you know, is not a very likely event.
Absolutely. It's certainly not going to be an easy six months ahead. Time is 8:44. Portfolio manager Roy Topple has taken the time to speak to us, giving us his thoughts and his concerns around the global economy and the South African economy over the next 6 months.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.